We're joined today by Kate Breslin, who's the president of the Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy. And while many activist groups were not exactly satisfied with what happened at the end of the legislative session this year, there was good news with respect to the Child Poverty Reduction Act being passed. So Kate, maybe you could, you know, briefly discuss, you know, what is the extent of the problem of childhood poverty in New York, and why was this bill important to that effort?
Thanks for having me, Mark. So child poverty is a problem across New York State. Almost one in five children live in poverty. So that means that they're, for a family of four, their income is around $26,000 a year. And there, if you look at the number of kids who are still in families that are struggling to make ends meet, but maybe just above poverty, that number almost doubles. So almost 40% of our kids living, you know, at or near poverty. And why is it a problem? It's a problem because we know that family income is really directly tied to longer term health outcomes and other concerns. So a child who grows up in poverty is more likely to have poorer health outcomes, challenges in school, and challenges later in life. So it's a problem both for the child, the family, and for our community. And there are public costs associated with it. And while New York likes to think of itself as a leader in so many ways, a child is more likely to live in poverty in New York than in 32 other states. So we really need to take a look at how do we start to address this.
Now, you mentioned that childhood poverty is a statewide problem. And I know some people sometimes just say, oh, this is New York City, particularly the Bronx. But, you know, Buffalo and Rochester consistently rank among the worst big cities in the country for poverty. And then I always cite particularly Schenectady has an extremely high childhood poverty rate, as do certainly neighborhoods in Albany and Troy. But it's also, poverty is also a problem in rural upstate New York as well. So what will this bill actually do to help reduce childhood poverty in New York?
Thanks for raising that, because we agree, and the data is clear that, yeah, it's a problem in rural, urban, and suburban communities. And also that sometimes, you know, if you only look at county level numbers, that you miss, as you said, sort of certain communities within counties or even within cities where poverty is a problem. And you called out Rochester and Buffalo, where almost half of the kids live in poverty. What the bill does is it sets a goal of cutting child poverty in half in the next 10 years, and then creating a process and a pathway to explore the ways to do that. And it's written in a way that's flexible enough and brings in representatives and representation from different parts of the state, so that while some of the kind of interventions and solutions might be statewide, there may be others that are regional or more targeted to different types of communities, be that rural, urban, suburban. So it's written in a way that, you know, there's a goal, there's measurement against the goal, and then some flexibility about how to get there.
Now, politicians, particularly in New York, are well known for being better at saying we have a goal of solving a problem than actually following through and solving the problem. How does this bill, for instance, deal with, you know, budgetary concerns, and does anything special kick in if, the say, after 5 years, progress is, you know, not adequate?
I think one thing that has been made clear to us in this process is that our policymakers do care about poverty. We hear them talk about it. We had the job over the last year of saying to them, we know you, we know you talk about this. We know you understand it's a problem, but each year goes by and we haven't done anything about it. We haven't really moved the needle. And I'll say that I'm thrilled that we had bipartisan support, including, you know, bipartisan sponsors of the bills and massive bipartisan rural, urban, suburban support for the bill itself. So there's a commitment to addressing this. But as you said, each year, our policymakers make decisions that may take us one step forward, but end up taking us two steps back. So what this does is asks our policymakers to look at all the budget and policy decisions that they're making in the context of the state budget and other other policy decisions, and look at the sum total of those decisions. So those may be in tax policy, they may be in infrastructure policy, and they may be in any other number of policy areas. And one important component of the bill is that we're going to be publicly tracking progress over time. And each year when the executive budget is released, there's a period of time for assessing it. And then the advisory body that's associated with this legislation will assess the child poverty implications of the proposed budget. So looking across and kind of down deep into programs and what we can anticipate the implications are for child poverty.
You know, Governor Cuomo has to decide whether or not to sign the bill. And, you know, there's certainly been cases in the recent past, including a wage theft bill, SWEAT, where he said, I generally agree with the goal, but want to change it a little bit. So I'm going to veto it and we'll talk about how to improve it. Do you have any indication yet, what the governor's going to do in terms of signing the bill? And would it be worthwhile, people concerned about childhood poverty, to possibly contact the governor to urge him to sign it?
It would be fantastic for people to contact the governor and ask that he sign the Child Poverty Reduction Act. And we know that the governor cares about child poverty. In his addresses during COVID, he talked about the challenges of child poverty. He talked about that we need to, you know, that we really need to address it. And the reality is, we, as a state that, you know, has historically had a lot of resources, even in a booming economy, we haven't addressed it. So this offers, arguably, the governor an opportunity to have a focused effort across government in addressing it. And yes, we are very hopeful that the governor will sign this. We don't know if the governor will sign it. We're super hopeful that he'll sign it. We had all but a few legislators voted in favor of it. So hopefully that will be a sign to the governor that there's very wide, broad, and deep support for it. And it's really a great vehicle for the governor to claim, you know, some success that we're going to move forward and we're going to actually really do something about this.
Unfortunately, I'm now remembering the Decade of the Child by Governor Mario Cuomo, where we ended up joking, where is that one child that was saved during the decade? If people want more information about this bill, want more information about SCAA, how do they do that? Where can they find it?
Our website is scaany.org, scaany.org. And if you click on the child poverty link, there's a whole bunch of great resources there, and as well as ways to get in touch with our policymakers to let them know that this is an issue that you care about.
And I also noticed that on the website, under releases, it does have a release about this particular bill. But Kate Breslin, I want to thank you for joining us. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.